Oh, good morning or afternoon, depending upon where you are right now. Let's see, right now it's about 10:30. I just got a call before about 15 minutes ago from Brent. They had actually landed earlier than expected, which is good because I kind of wanted to sit down and have lunch and relax without having to worry about, being late for Microsoft. Right now I'm just kind of getting everything together, making sure I got everything this time and not forgetting cables or whatever, Not like I'd ever do that, but just getting everything together so I can check out of this hotel and go across the street to my new one. Found there's a Wi-Fi hotspot downstairs that's free in this hotel. Anyway, I don't know about the Renaissance across the street, but at the very least, I do have free Wi-Fi if I come over here. It's from Seattle's Best Coffee, just standard coffee shop Wi-Fi. So, you know what? It was good. It was adequate. I was actually in the lobby before using it. Works great. So this would probably be a place I'll be at more often than not. But yeah, right now what we're doing is just kind of getting everything together, checking out, and meeting them at the hotel. I don't know what the check-in time is for that hotel. In fact, I was talking to Brent about that before. We don't know for sure, but at the very least, we can leave everything at bag check, get that all squared away. Right now, though, start of Thursday. Got a busy day ahead of me. Keep an eye on Twitter. Keep an eye on Audioboo. I'll be having lots and lots of updates probably this afternoon or evening, depending upon where you are. This whole time difference is killing me. I was actually just walking around Seattle before too, just kind of meandering downtown, walking around. It's very windy, very kind of chilly. I was kind of expecting that Seattle and everything. A lot of hills around downtown. In fact, our hotel is on an incline, so we have to figure out the best way to approach that hotel so we don't kill ourselves over the next week. If there's anything I know about going to a convention, is that you if from your the distance between your convention the convention center and your hotel is the less the better for yourself. Otherwise, you won't be able to function next week. You'll just be dead. So hopefully we'll be able to figure that out. We're going to be having lunch at the Elephant and Castle. I've actually eaten at one of these when I was in San Diego earlier this year. We had had lunch there at one, and I thought it was just a restaurant that was just in San Diego, like blah, 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 whatever. It was just a restaurant called the Elephant and Castle that was there. Really nice place, kind of like an English pub kind of place. It was a little weird, but great food. I really liked the place, and I'd been recommending it to anyone. I've said go to Seattle. He said, "Oh, excuse me, not Seattle. Both start with an S. I'm gonna have trouble with that." To San Diego, and they tried it out. It's a great place. I was going through the little guest guide here in the hotel room. They got one here, so I guess it's just kind of like on the West Coast. It's just a chain of these restaurants. I can't assume it's a very big chain. Probably just like a major city thing. But totally psyched about having lunch there. Hoping that we can, that Brent and Angela get here soon. They were going to take the bus. They don't want to take a taxi, which is understandable. It was pretty expensive. It was $38 last night for me to get from the airport to the hotel. But I wasn't about to take the bus at 11 o'clock at night and be dropped off someplace completely unknown and who knows how far away from my hotel with all my luggage. It worked out pretty well. Gonna start heading downstairs, checking out. I'll talk to you later.